You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Western Michigan's women's basketball team had their season end yesterday. They lost to Bowling Green 55-53 in the Mid-American Conference Tournament. The MAC Men's Tournament will continue tonight in Cleveland. Western Michigan will play Eastern Michigan in the quarterfinals. Scott DeCamp will be covering that game for MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette, and he joins us. Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. Western Michigan won the West Division in the MAC. They started the tournament as the third-seeded team, and that was probably a little better than people had expected from this Bronco team this season. What happened to turn into a pretty good regular season for Western?
Well, all season, Coach Hawkins has been talking about chemistry with this team, and a lot of times when you hear that, especially at the beginning of a season, you're kind of like, you know, us reporter types, you kind of roll your eyes because you hear it so much. And it's like it's a sports cliche that you hear so often. The chemistry's great. You know, everyone says that at the beginning of the season because you haven't been tested yet. And but really, I mean, it has really proven to be the case that these kids are coachable and there's good chemistry, that these players get along well and they're competitive and they kind of truly pull for each other and they know their roles. And, you know, it's just worked out well that way.
Now, the Broncos have not played since Saturday when they beat Central Michigan. Eastern Michigan has had to win two games since then to reach this point in the MAC tournament. Is that potentially something that could work to Western's advantage?
I think so. Maybe not from the outside of the game when you're talking about, because a lot of times what you see, I think, in these tournament settings is, you know, Eastern's got its basketball legs under them, I guess, so to speak. You know, they've played two games in 3 days, including one in that big open environment at Quicken Loans Arena, the big NBA arena where the sight lines and backgrounds are a little bit different, the shooting background and everything. And so they've already played there and just last night played there and beat Miami, obviously. And I think in the early going, I wouldn't be surprised if Western's a little rusty. But I just wonder, too, if at some point later in the game, because Western's really fresh, if Eastern's going to lose its legs.
Sometimes that shooting background is sort of the same thing that hitters in baseball have, right? If the background isn't quite right, you have to adjust your shot a little bit, or it seems like you have to adjust your shot.
Yeah, you do. It's all about, and that's a good analogy because it's somewhat the same as far as, because it's all hand eye stuff and it's depth perception is the main thing you're dealing with there when you talk about those big open arenas like that.
Now, if a Western fan is looking for a reason to be concerned, I look at this quote from your story earlier in the week from Steve Hawkins, where he said it was kind of tough for Western to prepare, knowing that Eastern Michigan was playing Miami, because, as he says, these are two teams on the complete opposite end of the spectrum in terms of style of play. So, in other words, the Broncos really kind of had to wait to see who was going to win this game to figure out how they were going to prepare specifically for one of these two teams, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and that's kind of what you're dealing with in a tournament setting. He did also say that if the other two teams that were involved in that side of the bracket would have won, and I think he was alluding to,
Northern Illinois and Bowling Green.
Yeah, and Bowling Green, then you would have, then they play similar styles, so you're kind of preparing for the same kind of team. But, yeah, when you're preparing for a Miami or an Eastern, it is two totally different styles. Miami's more of a pressing-type team, and Eastern sits back in that half court, you know, that tricky zone defense, and they're happy as heck to get the game in the 40s. If it were there up to them, they love games in the 40s. So that is a tough challenge for Western. You know, they've played them twice already, split with them. Each team won close home games. So, you know, I guess logic would tell you that expect another tight game again today
on a neutral floor, nonetheless. So neither team should have a home court advantage here.
Right.
What are some things that have to happen for Western to make any sort of a deep run into the MAC tournament, perhaps be playing on Saturday for the championship?
I think it starts with their defense, and that's something that they're really taking to heart. They've been taking to heart in practice. That's the area they're really focused on, because if you look at down the stretch, they've been a little shaky, especially on the defensive end of things. They, you know, especially the guards, opposing guards have really kind of had their way. You know, with Western down the stretch here, if you look back at the Ball State game where, you know, Barry went crazy in that game and Scaife had a really big game against Western as well, and that's when Ball State was playing really well during that stretch. And then you look at Central, Randall on Saturday had a career game. 33 points, whatever it was, and that he was just deadly from the outside, as were the Chippewas in general. And so it's just got to start out on the defensive side of the ball. And then the other thing is they've really got to try to keep in check the turnovers. That's been kind of a season-long issue for them, taking care of the ball. You can't take those empty possessions and giving up the ball. I mean, especially this time of the year, that's a formula for failure if you're going to do that.
All right. Scott, thank you very much for your time this morning, and look forward to your coverage tonight from Cleveland.
Thanks. Yeah, if people want to follow, I'll be on mlive.com/Broncos. I'll be doing a live chat from the game. I'd love the company.
All right. Sounds good. Scott DeCamp covers Western Michigan basketball for MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette. The Broncos will play Eastern Michigan tonight in the quarterfinals of the MAC tournament, that game beginning at 9 o'clock in Cleveland. You can find links with more on Western basketball at our website, wmuk.org.